As you leave the baptistry, to your left, just above the short churchwarden's pew, you'll find the memorial by Eric Gill. It's dedicated to Stephen Lawley, rector of Eskrick and brother of the second Lord Wenlock. He, according to the memorial, was the driving force behind the building of the church and rectory. Make your way to the north aisle, where, on the wall, you'll find the memorials to the 3rd, 4th, 5th and 6th Lords Wenlock. You'll also see the memorial to the 3rd Lady Wenlock. You may remember that the Eskrick estate was sold to Bilby Thompson in 1668. Over 350 years later, the estate is still owned by his descendants. During this time, the family held the title of Lord Wenlock from 1839 to 1932. Bilby Lawley, the 3rd Lord Wenlock, held the title for 31 years, and as his memorial testifies, did much to improve the life of his tenants. For his workers, he founded the Eskrick and Deaton Institution. He built almshouses and a school, and upgraded workers' cottages. These buildings can be seen as part of the village heritage trail. When he died, the title passed in quick succession to his 3 brothers. The title became extinct when Arthur Lawley, the 6th Lord Wenlock, died, with no male heir. Sadly, his son was killed aged 22 in a hunting accident in India. The estate passed to his niece, Irene Lawley, who married Colin Forbes Adam in 1920. Their grandson, Charlie Forbes Adam, now runs Eskrick Park Estate.